Welcome to
Blog
Knowing the Truth.
And it's Radio.
Welcome to Knowing the Truth, and it's been a while. This is Lisa, your host, and I'm here to talk about your position in Him. If you'd like to dial in, the guest number is 323-870-3897. Again, the guest dial-in number is 323-870-3897. And I'm excited to be with you. It's been a while since I've been here, but God has done tremendous things in my life, and I'm just excited because I finally come into a great knowledge of what it really means to be in Him. And I'd just like to talk just a little while about what it means to be in Him. A lot of us as Christians struggle trying to get right with God, we say, or live holy. But God has given us a ability to live the life that is pleasing to Him, and we live it in that position that is in Him. If we take a look at Romans chapter 8, verses 1 through 8, we'll see that the life that we previously lived, which was dominated by sin, exists no more because we are born again. We're new creatures in Christ. And a lot of the struggle that we deal with daily is trying to convert the old man into the new person. It's like trying to put new wine into old wineskin. We know eventually that wineskin is going to burst. And when we are trying to live out the things that God said in our flesh, it's impossible because it says that the flesh is hostile towards God, that it doesn't want to do the things of God. It has anonymity towards God. And let me read Romans 8, because when we are born again, we are awakened. Our conscience has been sprinkled. Our hearts have been made new. There is a new life that exists. We no longer live that life according to the flesh. We're no longer drawn by the flesh, but we live in the position which is in Christ. And I want to read Romans 8, 1 through 8. It says, and I'm reading from the NIV version. It says, Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. For what the law was powerless to do because it was weakened by the flesh, God did by sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh to be a sin offering. And so he condemned sin in the flesh in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fully met in us who do not live according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Those who live according to the flesh have their mind set on what the flesh desires, but those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit desires. The mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. The mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Those who are in the realm of the flesh cannot please God. So many of us will say we got to get it right with God. We got to, you know, we have to try to live holy. But these things we cannot do in our own strength. We need to be empowered by the Holy Spirit. And we need to no longer submit our members to sin. For God has dealt with sin, and he's dealt with sin for once and for all in Christ Jesus. Jesus was our atonement. He was our sacrifice. And so when he resurrected, we resurrected. When he died, we died. And then when he was resurrected, we resurrected along with him. And we became that new creature in Christ. We became led and guided by Jesus, because now we are in him. We are seated in heavenly places in him. So there's no longer a need for us to try to live by the law, because it's impossible. Because when Jesus said it was advantageous for the Spirit to come and for him to leave, and the Spirit to come, is because he knew that not only would the Spirit be around us, it will be in us. And when the Spirit came to live in us or comes to live in us, it comes to convict us of righteousness. It comes to convict the world of its sin, which is one sin, and that is the sin of unbelief. And it comes to convict the world of unrighteousness, of its unrighteousness, because he did not, the world does not believe. So we don't really have to struggle if we trust that in us is a great helper to help us succeed in these things. The Bible tells us that we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. The Bible reminds us that in the beloved, before the world was framed, you can find this scripture in Ephesians 1. I believe it starts at verse 3. It says, before the world was framed or created, Jesus chose us in the beloved to be holy and blameless in his sight. Now, when I got a hold of that scripture, I was overwhelmed. Because even before we were stitched together in our mother's womb, even before the foundation of the world, he had already chosen us in the beloved. Can you understand that? And so when we are trying in the flesh to deal with our sin, we are not really accepting the way of Christ. We are not accepting what Christ did. We're not accepting the atonement, and we're actually trying to find another way to please God. But we should realize that Jesus said that the new creature that is made, there's no Jew nor Gentile, no bond or free, no more male or female, but one new person, which is the church, and we are the church. And if we understand our position in him, we wouldn't struggle, because what we would allow to happen is to allow the Holy Spirit to rule and lead us, because the Holy Spirit has come to teach us, to lead us, to guide us in all truth. But a lot of times we're still striving on our own to try to keep laws that we can't keep. And God knew that. He knew we couldn't keep them. So he sent a Savior. And what the law was actually meant to do was to show us that we needed a Savior. The law was meant to show us that we needed to be saved. It showed us our unrighteousness. It pointed out our unrighteousness. But what Jesus came and what he did was to convict us of our righteousness, to live a righteous life. Now, some people may say, well, are you saying that we should keep on sinning? And he said, God forbid, because if we are living according to the leading of the Spirit, we wouldn't be interested in sinning. We wouldn't be interested in yielding our members to unrighteousness because of that leading. And a lot of people will forsake the leading, and a lot of people are still looking for ways to do it on their own. A lot of people are, you know, trying to, maybe I'll dress a certain way, maybe I won't do this anymore, I won't do that. But the more we get closer to God, the more we submit us to him, the more we're being transformed, the more we're going through the sanctification process, the more we're being able to live that life. But it does require a commitment. It requires a relinquishment of doing what we desire to do, and it requires knowing God and having a personal relationship. It absolutely requires that. It requires that we learn the word and practice it. It requires that we get an understanding of it so that we are able to live this life that is pleasing to God, not by our own way, but by being powered by being empowered by the Holy Spirit. So the goal is that we learn how to allow the Holy Spirit to have his way, because we receive a deposit. We receive a deposit, which is our guarantee to eternal life. And then there's the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which empowers us to be able to live the life that is in Christ. That enables us to do the work of the Lord. It enables us to be able to go and be witnesses. It enables us to do kingdom business, because he says that we are predestined, we are chosen, and we become sons of God, which means that by the Holy Spirit, we are simply empowered. We are empowered to live our lives pleasing to the Lord. We are entitled to many privileges in him, but we struggle and we miss those things because we don't understand, because we're still striving, we're still struggling. Well, my time is running short. I'm going to schedule another episode, and if you listen to this episode, the next time, feel free to call in. The guest call in is 323-870-3897. And this is Lisa in Knowing the Truth. God bless, and I'll talk with you soon.